808 on Connect FM, and your morning connection for a Friday rolls on. It is time to go around PA's 75th. We do this with State Representative Mike Armanini. And State Representative Armanini is with us live in the studio this morning. Representative Armanini, it's been a while, but it's great to see you this morning. How are you?
Very good. It's great to be back. Happy New Year to you, and I hope 2025 is doing very well for everyone.
Yeah, we're off to a great start, and we're wrapping up the first month of it.
Yes, we are.
That is so hard to believe, but we are sure glad to have you here with us once again to bring us up to date on what is happening around PA 75th. Before we head into that, though, we want to congratulate you on your election victory. Last time we talked, it was the end of October, so we were heading towards Election Day, and you did run unopposed, but you received an overwhelming number of votes in the election. We want to congratulate you on winning another term.
Well, thank you very much. I truly appreciate that, and I guess very honored and humbled to serve the 75th District again as your representative in Harrisburg.
Oh, thank you for that. And earlier this month in January, you had your swearing-in ceremony, which I'm sure is a very special time because you get to do that with family.
Yes, as always, it's very nice, and especially, you know, seeing the new members also being sworn in, and it is a special day, and now it's time to get to work.
There you go. And one of the ways you're getting to work and representing our area is by serving on four different committees. Could you tell us about those and what they do?
Yes, I'm on four committees. This year, one of the committees is energy, which got broken into two. That used to be environmental and energy. Now that's broken into environmental and energy alone. So on the energy sector, I'm very happy to be on that committee, as I've been on that committee since I was elected first term around. And that's just really dealing with the energy situation in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. Our natural resources, our fossil fuels, solar, wind, you know, everything in that. How do we take advantage and benefit from Pennsylvania's great resources of natural resources that sit below us?
Yes.
So hopefully, you know, now we know we need to push for natural gas. We need, as Pennsylvania, we need to start extracting that out of the ground to grow our economy. Because, right, you know, right now, the governor will be coming up with his budget here soon, in the beginning of February. And, you know, we're getting out to the year 2025-26, to whereas we've been telling the governor's administration and the other side of the aisle, your savings ends. So this is where we're at. So this is going to be a very interesting budget, because you know, the rainy day fund has dwindled down. So where are we? So I'm very happy to be on energy, and also what I as part of that being on that energy committee, I am the co-chair of the Rare Earth Critical Minerals Caucus. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be doing some committee hearings on that, and just in regards to, because that also sits beneath the 75th District, all these minerals that we're finding that, of course, we're dependent on China almost 100% on. So that'll be interesting to see how we can start moving that new segment of energy in Pennsylvania. So I'm excited for that. And then I was also appointed to the Liquor Control Committee, which, of course, you know, that has everything to do with the liquor laws and, mm-hmm. and how everything in Pennsylvania works for that. The other committee that I was added to is tourism, which, of course, tourism is a big part of our district.
You know,
believe it or not, our Elk Center brings in more people than actually visits Gettysburg.
Wow.
I think a lot of people would find that very interesting.
I just did.
Like, really, you know?
yeah,
believe it or not, there's over 500,000 people that visit the Elk Center, and Gettysburg gets over 300,000. So, you know, that, and then, you know, also the other committee is professional licensing. So, of course, that's all your licensing that you need to do laws and so forth. So I'm very happy. Liquor and licensing are new for me. I'm looking forward to doing what we can to, you know, hopefully correct this Skill Games of Chance issue that's been being dragged on in Pennsylvania for now going on 5 years. So we need to get that corrected. We need to fix that. It need, you know, there's a lot of things that need to get done this session.
Right. So those committees all got organized and settled this past week, and you started your first voting session at the state capitol this past Monday. As you head into this new session, Representative Armanini, what would you say are your big hopes and goals for the year, and especially that of among the Republican caucus?
Well, I would have to say, you know, my hopes and goals is to enable Pennsylvania to strive. You know, we are struggling with bringing new industry in, with attaining industry. You know, our schooling, we're seeing test scores are still down. You know, we really need to start taking care of our youth and our young people of Pennsylvania to keep them here in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. So, you know, my goal is to, how do we grow Pennsylvania? How do we work together to make it feasible to be a good state that people want to move to and people want to stay? I also, of course, want to do whatever we can to increase our energy production, which I think would be very valuable in bringing in the tax revenue that our Commonwealth needs to continue to, you know, pay bills and to make sure your and I taxes do not go up, because exactly. You know, we're all starting to see that at the county level and to some degree, because you know, what are you going to do? This inflation that we've been hit with for the last 4 years is really, really adding up. Yep. So we need to kick that, you know. Yep. So my goal is, if we can, you know, lower gas prices and the cost of living, food prices, that would be a huge accomplishment for all Pennsylvanians to take advantage, and, you know, so their pocketbook can go a little bit further by not having to pay so much for those items.
And energy is the key, and you serving on that very, and that very important role on that committee, that's going to play big here heading into the year. So we're with State Representative Mike Armanini. He is with us this morning, and we are going around PA's 75th, and this is the time where we get to take a look at what's coming up in the 75th District, which, of course, is all of Elk County and the northern portion of Clearfield County. So get us caught up to date on what we can expect in the coming days.
Well, you know, in the coming days, I'm happy to say that we'll have Congressman G.T. Thompson's office representative will be in our Dubois office on February 18th from 11 to 3 p.m. And of course, this is a great opportunity for constituents who have any federal issues, Social Security and so forth, to come into my office in Dubois and sit right there with a staff member for him.
Right.
And, you know, this is a great thing that GT, you know, is reaching out and working with us. Not all congressmen do this.
True.
You know, so we're very fortunate to have him, and for him to, you know, really want to be able to have the pulse on his area, his district.
Which is massive, by the way.
Which is massive. You know, so, you know, I'm very thankful for that, because when they do come in, they really do a great job, and it enables them to answer questions and help people with the issues that, of course, are not at the state level, which we cannot do.
Right. And just to clarify, that is just federal issues. So it would be like Social Security, Medicare, VA benefits, things like that.
Exactly. You know, so that again will be on February 18th. And then also what we'll have is Secretary, the Treasurer, Stacey Garrity's office will be in the Dubois office on March 18th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And of course, again, she'll have a representative there for people to come in to see if they have unclaimed property. Mm-hmm. Now, the last time that we did this in the, say, Clearfield County area. I believe it was close to $200,000 of unclaimed property. So this would be, you know, people, they come in, you basically give them your name, and you don't know, there could be an insurance policy, a rebate check, or whatever the case may be that you're entitled to, and so forth. And everything is processed right there, because of course Treasurer Garrity has her person there, and there it is. And so you get to do that right here in Dubois. And you don't have to go to Harrisburg. You don't have to file this and do this and wait for that. We're bringing it right to you. So I encourage people to take advantage of that. And, you know, further down the road, of course, once the summertime's hit, we'll be having license plate seminars and other things that we have in the workshop. Sure. We just don't have the exact dates. The only exact dates we have right now, and this is always a great feature, is the Senior Expo that, of course, myself and I host that with Senator Lankerholt. And we'll be there at the Dubois Mall on June 5th from 10 a.m. to noon. So the schedule is filling up, and we still have a lot of things to add. Some other, you know, new programs that I'm looking at to see if we can you know, bring in, and you know, go from there. So once we get that finalized, because of course we have to make sure, say if we're doing a Second Amendment seminar or, you know, things like that, we just have to make sure that we have everybody lined up. So
sure.
That's the hard part, you know, getting five different you know, committees and so forth. And the other thing is the ever popular fish stocking. Those are available next week. I'll be bringing some into the Dubois office. The St. Mary's office does have them, I think, today. And then I'll be picking those up in St. Mary's. So they'll be in Dubois next week for people to come in to pick those up. Those seem to be always a hot item.
Super. Well, State Representative Mike Arminini, as usual, our time quickly has faded away.
Yes, it does.
But we appreciate the update, keeping us updated on what's coming up and what has happened. And we again wish you a happy new year. And we look forward to, from month to month, getting caught up to date.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.